The two panels in front of you were the first two pieces of art that the Freer Gallery purchased after founder Charles Lang Freer died in 1919. At the time, the museum was still under construction, so it was decided that the reliefs should be built directly into the wall. Before these two impressive pieces were part of the museum, they occupied key places in the same Chinese Buddhist cave temple. Natural caves had always been places of spiritual value to the Chinese people, and as Buddhism gained popularity in China, new man-made caves were carved into the natural landscape. Slicing into a mountain was complex and costly, and only rulers, aristocrats, and wealthy patrons could afford to do it. As practitioners entered the temple and their eyes adjusted to the dim light, they would have seen in front of them a main altar in the center of the cave, and just above it, this impressive carved panel, the one on the left. It shows a gathering of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. The visitors would have then proceeded with their rituals, circling the altar in an act of devotion to the deities. The limestone panel on the right here is believed to be the earliest surviving Chinese depiction of the Western Paradise, a place known as the Pure Land of Buddha Amitabha. The Buddha can be seen in the center with his right hand raised in a gesture of reassurance. Below him is a pool filled with reborn souls emerging from lotus blossoms. This carving was located above the door in that cave temple. It would have been the last thing visitors saw as they finished their prayers. The scene of paradise would have been a beautiful reminder of the rewards that come from faith and ritual. The prominent placement of this work in the temple cave illustrates the growth of devotional worship of Amitabha during the 6th century in China.